okay, we're going to simulate that Molly is still paying attention, and we're just going through the data with Molly. I'm going to start by going to the Contessa homepage, and from there go to the Sales BI site, and we're going to drill down into some of the data. I'm going to take a look at the territory and just look at Asia. And we can see as we scroll over to the right that home appliances is the bulk or a very large portion of the product category sales for Asia. And if I scroll down to the product class trends, you'll see that the regular class is trending up, the deluxe class is trending up, and the economy is kind of staying stagnant. We're actually looking for a discount on the deluxe class, so it's not looking so promising so far. But let's drill down into the data and see if there's some areas where we might be able to offer a discount. So I'm going to right-click and do decomposition tree. Once the decomposition tree loads, I'm just going to click on Deluxe, and I'm going to go ahead and drill down into the products, look at product, and then product category name, and we'll see home appliances there. Let's go ahead and drill down into home appliances, and let's take a look at the product again, and go to product subcategory name. And we can see that washers and dryers and refrigerators are top of the list. So let's take a look at washers and dryers. And let's go ahead and look at them by geography so we can roll in the country of China, which is where we're most concerned. And we see that the bulk of our volume is actually in China. So let's go ahead and click on China and drill down a little bit and see what's up there. If I drill down into product and then product name, look at it by product name, we'll see the different types of products that they purchase and the volume of those individual products. So I'm going to go ahead and close out of the decomposition tree and go ahead and take a look at a data connection. And if I scroll all the way back up on my main site, I have a data connections tab on my portal, which is going to list the different data connections that might have already been put together by other people in the organization. And I notice that there are several here that Sanjay has put together. Sanjay's pretty good at putting that stuff together, and he puts it up there for the rest of the organization to be able to share. And in my case, I want to use the Contessa retail inventory, so I'm going to go ahead and click on that. And I want to go ahead and enable the security on this. All right, I'm going to go ahead and scroll down, and I want to add the inventory order quantity average. So let's go ahead and turn that on. And let's take a look at the individual products. And I'm going to go to turn on the products. The next thing I want to do is I want to go ahead and turn on the geography hierarchy. So let's go ahead and turn that on, and you'll see that I have those rows listed there. And in fact, I want to go ahead and move geography up above the products for the way that it's sorted. Now I want to go ahead and insert a slicer so I can kind of slice and dice this data. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and do insert slicer. And again, I'm on the pivot table tools under options, insert slicer. Now I get to choose how I want to break this data up. In my case, I want to break it up by product and by hierarchy. So I'm actually going to do product category name, and I want to do geography, region, country name. So I'm going to go ahead and say OK to that. And that gives me my my filter boxes. Let me go ahead and put these over here just out of the way to give me some room to work. And I'm going to go ahead and save my changes to this worksheet as well. So I'm going to go ahead and do File, Save As. ahead and put in my credentials. I'm going to go ahead and call this retail inventory pivot table. And I could save it to the desktop. I could actually save it to SharePoint and go into Excel services as well. In my case, I just want to put it on the desktop. If we go to File and Save and Send, there's also the save to SharePoint, which would allow us to put it in other places as well. So let me go ahead and filter my data, and I want to look at China, so I'm going to filter and show only China's records, and I'm most interested in home appliances, so I'm going to go ahead and click on home appliances. And now whenever I drill down, I can see what's going on with just Asia in the different product lines. Now what I want to do is I want to go ahead and I notice there's a lot of washers and dryers that are non-Contoso equipment. I want to go ahead and try to filter those out in the pivot table because there's a much better markup on the Contoso product than there is on other manufacturers. So to do that, I'm going to go to the pivot table field list, and I'm going to go down to product manufacturer and go ahead and set up a filter for that. And I'm going to go ahead and clear all of the manufacturers and then just turn on Contoso for that filter. And now that I have that filtered, I can drop that into my report filter, and it'll filter out all of those items. So all I have now is the Contoso washers and dryers. Now, I want to actually look at trend analysis on this as well, and I want to look at it kind of in a graphical form. So what I want to do is I want to turn on the, I'm going to go to the date and turn on the calendar YQMD, and that's going to give me the multiple years. That's going to give me the last 3 years worth of data on these. To look at that data, I'm going to go ahead and create a sparkline. To do that, I want to take a look at, I want to go ahead and select the data that I want to create a sparkline for, which is basically going to give me a graphical depiction of this data. And then I'm going to go to the insert, and then sparklines is just to the right of the charts. So I'm going to do a column, and I've already selected my data points for my data range. And the next question is, where do I want to put it? I want to put it on column F. So I'm going to go ahead and just type in F. We started on row 8, so I'll go 8, colon, down to 37. Okay, that will give me that depiction. And I actually want to look at the last data point. So let's go ahead and turn on the last data points. And I can see from the trend analysis over time that we could actually be, we might actually be in a situation where we could offer a discount on these different products because of the way that they're trending. They're trending in the wrong way. One other thing I want to point out while I'm here is there is under Power Pivot, there's something called a Power Pivot window, and with the Power Pivot allows you to connect to external data sources like SQL Server or others, and you can merge that data along with data that's in an Excel spreadsheet and create a pivot table that is very, very powerful. Literally, you can work pivots with millions of rows of records through data through external data sources, which is very, very cool, very, very powerful features. So let's go ahead and save this document, and I'm going to go to File, Save, and we can go ahead and close out of this Excel spreadsheet.